Texte numéro 71. Profile. World banker to the poor. Muhammad Yunus is often referred to as the world's banker to the poor. His life's work has been to prove that the poor are creditworthy. His revolutionary Grameen village banking system is estimated to have extended credit to more than 7 million of the world's poor, most of them in Bangladesh, one of the poorest nations in the world. The vast majority of the beneficiaries are women. Mr. Yunus came up with the idea in 1976 while Professor of Economics at Chittagong University in southern Bangladesh. The first loans he issued had a value of $27, £14.50. Their recipients were 42 women from the village of Jobra near the university. The women had relied until then on local money lenders who charged high interest rates. The conventional banking system had been reluctant to give credit to those who were too poor to provide any form of guarantee. The success of Mr. Yunus's scheme exceeded all expectations and has been copied in developing countries around the world. His microfinance initiative reaches out to people so poor they have no collateral to guarantee a loan should they be unable to repay it. Mr. Yunus has tried to transform the vicious circle of low income, low saving, and low investment into a virtuous circle of low income, injection of credit, investment, more income, more savings, more investment, more income. The Grameen Bank is now majority owned by the rural poor it serves, with a 10% stake held by the Bangladeshi government. In 1999, he was awarded the Indira Gandhi Prize for Peace, Disarmament and Development in India. And it is not just in the developing world that he has had an impact. Hillary Clinton, wife of former US President Bill Clinton, said in 2000 that Mr. Yunus had helped the Clintons introduce microcredit schemes to some of the poorest communities in Arkansas. In 2002, a report in the Wall Street Journal said the bank was running into trouble because of increased competition and a fall in the bank's loan repayment rate. Mr. Yunus responded by telling the BBC that the bank was in its strongest position ever. Microcredit is something which is not going to disappear, because this is a need of the people, he said. Whatever name you give it, you have to have those financial facilities coming to them because it is totally unfair to deny half the population of the world financial services. Now Mr. Yunus hopes that the Nobel Peace Prize will provide a huge boost to Grameen. It's recognition of our movement to ensure the rights of the poor, he told the BBC's Bengali service. With this recognition, we expect that the model we have developed will spread across the world. Adapted from News, October 2006.